It's Friday, May 17th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Sunday, bombing attacks hit the Syrian Christian town of Al-Sukaliyaba, killing 6 people, including 5 children. The heavy shelling injured 8 others, 6 of whom were children. Unfortunately, the source of the attacks are not yet known, but the rockets were fired from nearby Idlib, where a Muslim extremist affiliate of Al-Qaeda operates. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in the Middle East who have been devastated by war and conflict. Matthew 5:10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The Ebola epidemic in the war-torn Democratic Republic of Congo is now out of control, reaching levels similar to the terrible outbreak across 3 countries in West Africa between 2013 and 2016, according to The Guardian. Between April 15th and May 5th, the country reports 298 new cases of Ebola, the fastest rate since the outbreak began last year. At least 1,000 people have died in the epidemic in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Africa. President Donald Trump announced a new immigration plan yesterday at the White House, with an emphasis on a merit-based system and higher border security. The new plan would have much higher requirements for immigrants coming to the United States, including employment, educational attainment, and proficiency with English. Over half of current immigrants are allowed into the country based on family ties, but the new plan would now base entry on skill levels. After many complaints over anti-conservative bias by big tech companies, the White House launched a new site for people to report if they have been silenced by social media companies for their political views. The White House tweeted on Wednesday, quote, "The Trump administration is fighting for free speech online. No matter your views, if you suspect political bias has caused you to be censored or silenced online, we want to hear about it," end quote. The Trump administration is speaking out against the so-called Equality Act, which may come to a floor vote today. The bill would provide protections for people living sexually perverted lifestyles and open the door for discrimination against Christians who do not support their lifestyles. A senior administration official told the media, quote, "The Trump administration absolutely opposes discrimination of any kind and supports the equal treatment of all. However, this bill in its current form is filled with poison pills that threaten to undermine parental and conscience rights," end quote. Psalm 94, verses 20 to 21 asks, "Can wicked rulers be allied with you, those who frame injustice by statute? They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death." To her credit, Republican Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed the Human Life Protection Act into law on Wednesday, the strictest anti-abortion bill passed in the country. As reported yesterday, the bill would criminalize nearly all abortions, making no exceptions for rape and incest, but there is an exception for the life and serious physical health of the mother. Abortion in Alabama would now be a Class A felony, punishable by up to 99 years in prison. On Monday, the popular PBS kids series Arthur became the first PBS cartoon to feature a faux homosexual wedding. In the story, Arthur and his friends learn that their teacher, Mr. Ratburn, is quote-unquote marrying a man. In the show, one of Arthur's friends says, quote, "It's a brand new world," end quote. But Jesus said in Luke 17:2, quote, "It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea, then he should cause one of these little ones to sin." And finally, in God's providence, a 61-year-old Texas mother is still alive 2 days after a local hospital removed her from life support against her family's wishes, after declaring their efforts to save her life futile, reports the Christian Post. Carolyn Jones had been living on a ventilator at Houston's Memorial Hermann Southwest Hospital for the past 6 months, giving her until May 13th before they literally pulled the plug. Call the president of the hospital, Chuck Stokes, to politely object, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. Central. His direct phone number is 713-242-2701. That's 713-242-2701. Texas Right to Life is raising $50,000 to keep Jones alive, and a GoFundMe page has been started to help her. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 17th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldView.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.